What's up, guys? I'm Mo.
And I'm J.O.
You're listening to Mojo and the Outsiders podcast.
Hey guys, and in this episode, we're just going to talk about a few segments, basically just news kind of going on in the overland world. We're also going to touch on our recent trip to Rodeo Rigs Denver. It was awesome.
It was.
Yeah, had a really great time out there. Got to meet with some folks, and yeah, we'll get right to it.
I like it. Did you dig that? I love everything you did there.
Yeah,
I loved it. All right, so yeah, we just got back from Denver, Colorado. Quick little turnaround trip. Went up for the Rodeo Rigs show.
Yeah, it was a ton of fun, guys. Of course, you know, the drive is always a thing, but,
dude,
you know,
this was new to me. So we took our 4th-gen Tacoma. Absolutely love that truck. What I didn't know was going to suck so bad was the fuel mileage pulling a trailer.
Yeah, it's funny. I remember mentioning it to the guys when I was on the way taking it out to the first Colorado trip, the one we did the video on. And I kind of let them know, I was like, hey guys, like, I'm just giving you a fair warning. This truck sucks on fuel. And I don't think they fully believe
it's me. Hard. Nobody would believe you. Nobody would believe you until you ride in this dang thing. I mean, so we're out of Northwest Arkansas, Springdale, and to Tulsa's maybe like 90 miles, 100 miles or whatever. Yeah. We had to stop for gas in Tulsa.
Yeah.
And that kind of set the bar for the rest of the trip.
Yeah, I want to say like our average fuel range per tank was like somewhere between 100 and 120 miles.
I mean, we saw most of the gas stations.
We saw a lot of them. I felt bad for whoever had to count all those gas receipts because it was bad, man. There was a lot of them.
Dude, it was part of it. But I mean, getting up there, Colorado, weather participated, got to run around some shops, say hey on Friday, which is always fun.
Yeah. Yeah, we went to go see Mountain Yodas, and then we went to go see, Running for Tacos. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I blanked out for a second. But yeah, I went to go see Dwight over at Mountain Yodas and Twan at Running for Tacos. Man, it was a lot of fun. It was great seeing those dudes.
Well, their shops are coming along. It's like Mountain Yodas just moved into their new space. So it's cool to see what they're doing, you know, kind of outgrew where they were at previously. And they've got it going on. And then same, you get over to Running for Tacos. And same, you know, bays full of trucks and everything. It's like you can tell they're both a trusted name, you know, for the folks up there to work on their rig.
Yeah, and it was cool. You know, when we went to Twan's shop, Running for Tacos, all the guys that essentially host the rodeo rigs were there.
Yeah.
And, you know, so we got to kind of chum it up with them. That was really cool.
That was fun. They look whooped, man. They drove all night long, all day, all night, basically 24 hours straight.
Yeah, I think they said they got there at like, 6 in the morning that day, and we saw them around probably 3.
Yeah.
So they still, I don't know if they just went to go take a little cat nap or if they...
Dude, some of them boys you could tell did not sleep. Cat nap or not. There was one guy who had just gotten up kind of as we were deciding to leave, you know, and you could tell, man, he was whooped.
Yeah, and it was awesome too because normally when we see those guys, you know, it's during a show. So not a whole lot of time, you know, for chit-chatting and everything and... being able to kind of hang out with them, get to know them a little bit more. That was super cool. Found out a bunch of them mountain bike, which
that was
awesome.
Super cool. You know, we felt like we'd missed out. We've been out to the West Coast like 3 times already, maybe 4 times already this year. And then we start telling them where we've been and like, oh, you should have brought your bike or you should, you know, get on a bike. And Rovi, really, this one's on you, man. They said you're in the know and you didn't let us know.
Yeah. They told us you failed us, Rovi. Yeah. So,
but no, man.
Yeah, I feel guilty.
I told him you're probably out running in a vest, so all's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the show was you know, kind of lighter compared to shows that we usually go to in SoCal, but it's like, man, there was a lot going on in Colorado that weekend and stuff, but we still had a lot of folks come through the booth. We actually had our hitch carrier up there as well, kind of showing it to folks, gauging the interest, seeing if there's any changes people would make to that. And that's a product we're, you know, excited to bring to life.
Yeah. Yeah, man, people seem to really love that.
It checks the box, man. Yeah. Carries a spare. You could still carry a Jerry's can or one of our adventure boxes or any box on the other side, you know, for that matter, and be able to pull it off and put it on as needed.
Yeah.
Is super handy.
Yeah. And I know, like, we've had a ton of people reaching out to us, you know, asking, when's that thing coming out? When's it coming out? And guys, we are working on it. Like, we promise you we are.
Well, and that's it. We want to get it right. You know, it's not a product we've ever done before, so we don't have a lot, you know, to base this one off of. You know, all we know is that we want it to be right when it hits the shelves. And so that's just part of it, man. That's why you'll see us kind of dragging it around back of this rig or back of a trailer. And that's just to kind of see how it works, you know, how you guys are going to use it. We want to kind of do the same before, you know, you guys get it in your hands and do something wild that we didn't think of.
Yeah. You know, cause I mean, it's exactly that, you know, trying it out on a million different things, mm-hmm. because, you know, we had kind of found out after doing some testing that it
needs changes. Yeah. If we were to release it today, there's half of you folks would be stoked and the other half not as stoked.
Right. Right. So, you know, we're trying to essentially take all of the swing carriers out there, figure out what's the issues with them, and try to fix as many as we can, mm-hmm. try to check those boxes, because it's a product that I'm extremely excited about.
Oh, absolutely. Sam, like I said, I think, you know, for how most folks use their vehicle, I think it would check a lot of boxes. And then same, it doesn't have to be an off-road vehicle or anything, you know, but it's like if you want to mount, you know, two boxes on the back, need more storage, you know, like this hitch carrier is going to allow you to do that. You know, we keep a spare on there in a box because that's how it fits us right now. But like I said, if you didn't have any of those things or a big rig, you know, it's like this thing's still going to work day in, day out.
Yeah, because it's cool because it's like, for instance, you know, we tried it out on our Tacoma rear bumper. Mm-hmm. And the way we were able to fit it on that one, now it still needs some tweaking to get it right. But the way we were able to fit it, it's like, and a lot of people probably disagree with me on this, but man, I feel like it could take away the dual swing bumpers in general. Yeah.
As good as it looked, the way it worked, man, it looked like I said, it checks the box, man. You know, it's like you still had our bumper for, you know, solid protection if you were to hit a rock, but then you've got the swing out attachment that can go in or out, ride with you up the trail, down the trail, or hang it on the wall before you go run errands in town.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause I mean, that's the thing is it's like, I've never owned a dual swing bumper. I've came really close to getting one for my FJ in the past. But one thing that I'd always kind of thought is I was like, man, am I really going to want to open up both of those gates every single time? I just want to open up my, you know, rear swing.
Yeah.
So, and this kind of fixes that, you know, because when you're running around town, say you're not going to go camping for, you know, a couple of months, it's like in the dead of summer or something, you can take it off and it's not in the way. Plus you're not having to constantly have all that extra weight on the back of your vehicle. So, yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be an incredible product.
Same. I think it's going to be a super cool product once it, you know, we get the final rendition of it done and everything like that. But yeah, the first version, super awesome, works great. A lot of things needed changing. Our guys, Evan, Ethan, they've been working on these changes right now. I know that Ethan's getting new parts cut, seems like every other day for this. So the latches should be a little bit better, a little simpler to use. Maybe make the neck a little longer so it could fit a few more trucks and stuff, but super excited when that one comes out.
Yeah. Should we tell them about the new edition?
Yeah. The 4Runner?
Oh yeah.
Man, before, yeah, absolutely. We just got our 6th-gen 4Runner and this thing is so, so new. We'll post some pictures of it, but this was the rarest of rares. Is we had already had some scans from a 4Runner. So basically we got our 4Runner. I mean, it's literally 36 miles on the rig, and it is basically, that's how far it is from the dealership to here, and maybe a couple scoots across the parking lot. But I mean, that bumper was on the next day.
Yeah. Yeah. They had already, you know, with having the scans, they had already kind of started designing it. And yeah, I mean, seriously, the next day they start cutting on that bumper. And yeah, put the center cut, you know, covert bumper, if you will, you know, right there in its place. And dude, it looks awesome.
Well, dude, true to Backwoods, right? It's a hybrid design. It's got aluminum shell, steel winch cradle. So it's still going to weigh probably half as much, you know, maybe 2/3 what our competitors will weigh for a full steel center cut bumper. So we always try to incorporate that aluminum, keep the stuff as light as we can, you know, while not sacrificing any of the strength. So
yeah,
looks good. I mean, easy, big hand big hand holds, get your hands in the winch, which is, you know, super easy for me. I've got big hands. You've got big hands. We've seen some out on the market where you can't even really access the clutch on a winch.
Yeah. Well, and one thing that I really like about it too is, you know, the stock bumper on the Forerunner, of course, you know, everybody talks about the devil mustache, but if you look close right in that center section, there's like a little bulge on the stock mm-hmm. one. And I didn't even really notice it until they cut it out and put this one in there, but it actually kind of, you know, flushes that. I don't even know if that's a real word.
I love it.
Yeah. Like makes it a lot more sleek looking. It makes it not look like there's such a bulge there. No. So yeah, I think it looks awesome.
Right. Solid recovery spot or recovery points, place the house of winch. It's like, you can't beat that. And I mean we're almost done with the Tacoma. Actually, we've got our front bumpers coming out maybe the next couple of weeks, and we are actually going to give one of those away to somebody who follows along with us and kind of keeps up. But not only are we going to give away a bumper and a winch and everything, but we've partnered with Baja Designs. They're going to fill the fog lights with you, so you'll get your choice of amber, clear lights there. And then Nate at Agency 6, he's going to partner with us as well for a shackle and a fairlead. You know, you'll get to pick your color there as well. So going to be a super sweet giveaway. Excited for this. Whoever wins it will get, you know, one of the first 50 bumpers that were ever made. So pretty cool, man. I mean, like I said, we say free, it's free. There's no fine print, you know, where you got to spend $20 to buy this or that, man. Free is free.
Yeah. So that's going to be a really cool thing. You know, of course we love seeing our new products on vehicles, you know, but knowing that someone got it and gets to run it, really test it out. Man, I'm just stoked on that. So.
Oh, absolutely. Anytime we can give anything away, right? Hats, anything. People love it. Shirts, you know, any swag. And this is our opportunity to give something away for a brand new vehicle. You know, who knows? Maybe we do the same for the 4Runner. But yeah, definitely for this Fortune Tacoma, there's going to be somebody that's going to get a free bumper, kind of choice of full bull, non-bull, pre-runner, you know, kind of your choice.
Yeah. What are, Mo, let me ask you this. What are you most excited about with this new 4Runner?
Man, a lot of things. I mean, after driving that Tacoma, I want to obviously see the fuel range.
Yeah.
But I think saying where we're going with it, the low pro, the center cut style bumper, super clean, you know, but same, I think with the guys, the brain power we have sitting outside this room, I think sky's the limit for it. You know, our front bumpers, we've already done some tests kind of on computers, these smart boys have, and figured out that the Tacoma and the 4Runner, I mean, the frames seem to be exactly the same. So full bumper for it, I think, you know, something that we'll eventually do as well. And I always think our front bumpers do so well, just like the full replacements always look so good. And allow for so much clearance. But I mean, that would be what I'm pretty excited about. I love our roof rack design that we've got. I think it's super clean, complements the lines of the vehicle, doesn't look like a big old forehead sticking up on the top of the car. So there's some things, like I said, and then, you know, that hitch carrier, like I said, that for us has changed everything, because now we picture it on the back of most every rig we build.
No, and that's definitely the truth. And yeah, it's that when Mo, you know, he touched on it as far as like the similarities of the frame mounts for the bumpers. It's cool because like, Ethan, one of our engineers here, he actually mocked our Tacoma bumper up on it. And literally if that Hulk Hogan double mustache wasn't there, it's like, dude, it would have fit perfect.
Yeah, I mean, the way it bulges out. The non-bulls would work.
Yeah. So I thought that was super cool. I keep on thinking that it's just going to really open up the opportunity to, you know, do as much as possible with these, knowing that you don't have to constantly redesign the wheel, you know, to make it work. So, yeah, I'm stoked about it.
Right. Same. Like I said, getting these new rigs in, we're starting to get them in at a pretty quick clip, which we love, the LC250. I think the final version, maybe the final version, I know like the third prototype is out there. I think they're working on putting it on right now, and then same, we'll end up going look at it, see if there's anything else we need to change or want to change, you know, kind of look at what folks are wanting.
Yeah.
That's the stuff I don't think people understand, you know, it's like prototypes and, You know, it's like a lot of these things you can see on the computer and everything looks great, but sometimes you have to build it and put it on the vehicle to see the actual changes that you'd want to make or how to make it better. You know, it could be as small as, you know, making the handhole a little bigger for access to the winch or a flat plate to mount lights on. You know, it's just like small things that you don't really think of whenever it's in a drawing.
Yeah, I mean, you know, kind of like you mentioned that like interview you did with Running for Tacos the other day, and you were talking about our rear bumper on the Tacoma, and you were, you know, kind of mentioning that, hey, we're going to make the bigger, you know, make the foot holes bigger. Well, yeah, we figured that out by putting our foot in it.
You know?
Like you can't tell that on the computer.
So. No, like I said, everything looks great, man. It looks like a big enough spot for some good purchase there. And then you build it and you got to stick your toe in it. And you're like, well, dang, man, there's not much there. You know, you're almost holding on with your toes. So being able to grow that hole a little bit bigger, make it more accommodating for folks, you got to do it, right? Got to build it. Got to test it. But I mean, like I said, pretty exciting, you know, and then, anything you're super stoked about for the Forerunner? Jumping?
Jumping, definitely. honestly, man, just another vehicle to do things on. I mean, it constantly keeps like our creative juices flowing. You know?
Absolutely. That's the thing. Like the way we picked up the Tacoma, the Land Cruiser, and the Forerunner, it seems like it has been go, and we've always had a vehicle in the bay. One of them's always getting tinkered with.
Yeah. What size tires do you hope we go with? I already know the answer.
I know. You know the answer. I promise you this. It's a crooked number. It looks like a 5. Starts with a 3. That seems like the sweet spot for us, for how we'll use that vehicle. I know they fit 37s, and 37s are the new 35s. And you know, people want to be running those, but after driving that Tacoma across the country, man, I think 35s may be a sweet spot. Maybe pick up a, you know, I hate to be a gas nitpicker because it's all about the smiles, but shit, people saying that ain't driving across the country, I guarantee it.
Yeah, and it's like, and we have 35s on our LC, and they look great. You know, I mean, me personally, I can't really imagine a bigger tire on there. I almost feel like it would look like too much, you know. To me, the Tacoma looks great just because
she's rowdy.
Yeah, I mean, big tires just look good on a truck, you know, but it's like, man, on an SUV, it's like
if it was our personal truck, it's a different story, right?
Yeah.
You know, the way that we have to drive these trucks across the country makes you, like I said, in the Tacoma, it's like, man, I never felt like we were ever getting down the road. It's like, man, there we were in the truck for about an hour, hour and a half. Get back out of the truck, put more gas in.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, and it's like power, it did great. You know, and they ride
it.
Awesome. And they're not crazy loud for a mud train, but yeah, it's like Mo was saying, it's the fuel mileage for us. So we're hoping we'll do like a 35 RT.
Dude, there's a good chance we lose.
There's a good possibility of it. But hey, if that happens, that's fine. That's fine.
No, but it's fine, like I said, just to get started on it, get it going, see what we want to do with it, you know, how rowdy do we want it to be, or what, you know, are the intentions for this vehicle. But it'll be super sweet, man.
Yeah, no, I think it'll be good. Well, do we want to talk about some overlanding news?
Yeah, man. A lot of you guys kind of chimed in on Instagram and seemed to enjoy these segments where we kind of did some research on some news, you know, maybe these off-roading news things. So I'd kind of read this one on our way out to the show in Colorado, and it absolutely blew my mind whenever I saw it. I thought, no way could this be real, but somebody posted a story on Instagram, and it mentioned Jeep moving to an independent front suspension, which is crazy to me.
Yeah.
So, of course, I have to click the link and read the article, and it was written by Motor Trend, you know, so they've been doing stuff with rigs for a while, but I guess Stellantis, the company that runs Jeep now, kind of going to go a different way with some of the Jeeps. They're going to get rid of the electric, the Jeep 4xEs, and the Dodge. They're going to get rid of those. They're not going to do a gas hybrid style Jeep anymore. I think they're going to go all electric. And then, a few lines down in this article, I will post a link in the comments, but they mention it going, you know, still a solid axle in the rear, but IFS in the front, and that's just to kind of compete with everybody that's in that space, you know, with Broncos, 4Runners, you know who it is. But it's like, it's kind of different for me to see that, you know, Jeep getting rid of a solid axle. It seems like that's kind of what they built themselves on.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's kind of what I thought about too. And, you know, no offense to people with Jeeps, but it's like, you kind of don't have a reason to buy a Jeep anymore. You know,
right? It's, top comes off, door comes off. Maybe that's it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's, I definitely don't know anyone that buys a Jeep just because they're like, oh man, they're so reliable. It's like, no, that
said no
that,
Jeep owner. Ever.
Yeah. Yeah. So now it's like, yeah, I just don't know it. I mean, I guess it makes sense because most people that buy Jeeps, you know, kind of like Toyotas, they're driving them down the road and that's about it.
Yeah.
You know, they're not taking them off road. There's really only a small piece of the pie of Toyotas, Jeeps, all of them that truly take them off road. So, you know, ride quality does make sense. You would want that, you know. Well, but I didn't think the new Jeep
would right, get that rid bad. Of the death wobble. Like, people would go nuts.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. But I mean, personally, like, I didn't think the new Jeep rode that bad.
I don't know if I've been in, like, many new Jeeps. Like, a four-door Jeep, I don't know if I've ever spent any time in one. Or a new two-door Jeep, like, for that matter. I just don't know if I have friends that drive them. Those of y'all that do have them, throw me in the front seat. I'll ride.
Yeah. Well, and like when my buddy Brian and I went to Montana here recently, mm-hmm. you know, we sent you a photo of that Rubicon that they let us rent. And that was one thing that I noticed is I was like, man, this thing doesn't ride as bad as I thought it would, you know. Now, of course, you start getting on a gravel road and it kind
of
does ride.
I feel every bit of it.
Yeah,
well, it's
do.
A Jeep, right? It's right. not super insulated. It's loud. Doors bang.
Yeah.
All those things. But I thought it was kind of crazy. Like I said, whenever I first saw it, I thought, surely that's a joke. And then after reading about it, you know, that was different. But yeah.
I just kind of wonder if they're still going to, like, for instance, the Rubicon, are they going to still offer like a solid axle?
Well, trim? I think it'll still be like, I don't know about that, but I think they're still going to offer, like, in here, it'll still, you know, front lockers, rear lockers. Like, you'll still be able to get kind of like the Broncos, you know, where you can get them, with all the fixings.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just on an IFS. And this isn't anything soon. They ask, or they say in here that it'd be more like 2029, 2030 before something like this would show up. But a little food for thought for you Jeep guys that are out in the world.
Yeah. No, I mean, me personally, like, I'll still probably rock a Toyota or something. Anything other than a Jeep, probably. It's not that I don't like Jeeps. I just prefer other things. So,
yeah.
Yeah, it's like kind of the one thing that they've really, like Mo said, built themselves on, they're getting rid of. So we'll see. We'll see. They're not doing all electric. They're still going to have a gas.
They're going to still,
right?
They're going to still gas. They're going to still, and they act like that they may do a turbocharged four cylinder or maybe the Hurricane motor, which is their 3-liter twin turbo six cylinder. You know, maybe that'd be their, you know, go with the Rubicon, like their top tier motor option that you can get with it. So, nothing. I didn't read anything about a Hemi or a 392, stuff like that, but different, you know. I talked to a guy at the show in Denver and he was not impressed. He said Stellantis is ruining Jeep. So different.
Yeah. Well, next thing on the news, so you guys have probably heard about this.
Yeah, this one's sweet.
Yeah, it's Race Against Blindness. So they're doing essentially a vehicle giveaway. From what I've gathered, it looks like if you win the giveaway, you get to either win a 2024 Toyota Tundra TRD Pro or you get to win a 2024 Lexus GX550 Overtrail Plus. That is a mouthful.
You did well.
Yeah, and then you also win $25,000 cash, which I assume that's probably to take care of the taxes. You know?
Right.
But,
Get you straight down at the DMV. Get tags on it.
Yeah. But Race Against Blindness, so this is actually a project that we tried to help, that we did help with.
Yeah, met Steve up at Moore in Springfield and everything. You know, he kind of liked what our Tundra looked like, how everything looked on it. He mentioned to us that they're going to be building a Tundra in the future. So,
yeah.
This was cool. This was cool to work with, you know. I'd seen their rigs, their giveaways before, and super cool, you know, always for a good cause. So it's like, how can you hate that?
Yeah, and what the cause is, so it looks like his 11-year-old son has this eye disease, I guess is what you'd call it. I'm going to absolutely butcher this name, but it's called retinitis pigmentosa. I think is what it's called.
Dude, I gotta say, you nailed it.
Yeah.
You sound like a doctor over there.
Yeah. But Anyways, you know, all that money that essentially, you know, goes for all the entries, it looks like it goes directly to, you know, the race against blindness, you know, helping them find a cure for that eye disease. I know I definitely have a heart for it. My mom has a pretty severe case of macular degeneration. So I know how that is to have a family member going blind. So, I mean, yeah, I think it's awesome. And a bonus, the vehicles that they're giving away are incredible.
Absolutely, I mean, incredible. That's the thing. There's no wrong answers.
Yeah.
You know, it's like no matter which one, if you pick the GX or the Tundra, done very little seat time behind the GX, but
yeah,
they're amazing. A lot of seat time behind the Tundra. Maybe my most favorite truck ever.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'll kind of go over like what's on both these vehicles. And of course, we'll post photos of it too. So the Tundra TRD Pro, it's got Icon Dynamics Stage 5 suspension. It'll come with 37-inch Nitto Recon Grappler tires with 17-inch Icon thrust wheels. My favorite part, we're a little biased. Comes with basically the full suite of Backwoods products. So it'll come with the
best bed rack that you can buy.
Yep, best bed rack money can buy. It'll come with a roof rack. It'll come with the sliders and then also front and rear bumpers. So you're essentially getting the full gamut.
The whole catalog, man.
Yeah, yeah. And then it'll have a full KC highlight package. It'll come with a Free Spirit rooftop tent. And then it says striking full body wrap designed by the team at, I'll also butcher this, Deutsch Offroad. So I can't ever pronounce it right.
I thought you nailed it.
And then the Lexus, the 550, how are we doing on time?
We got 2 minutes.
All right. We'll have to pause it in 2 minutes and then restart the video. But anyways, the Lexus, the GX 550, it'll come with Westcott Designs lift with the Icon wheels, the Icon Recon Pro wheels, 35-inch Toyo Open Countries. It'll come with KC Highlights package, Aspen Light rooftop tent. It's a Free Spirit tent.
Free.
Yeah, Westcott Designs rock sliders, rear ladder, and full-size spare on swing-away mount. And then it says signature Nori green pearl factory.
That color is amazing.
It is nice.
That's like my favorite color.
What it is really
guy
nice.
I know, friend of mine, Nori green, sweet color.
Yeah. But yeah, so definitely go check that out. I'm going to post a link to, you know, where you can actually, enter for it in the show notes. Mm-hmm. And I'll put a link on the screen too. But yeah, I mean, dude, it's going to be awesome.
Somebody's going to win these trucks. That's facts.
Yeah. And whoever does, I will be jelly. So, yeah.
I mean, I've got cool. A couple entries in. I'm biased. I'm the same way, man. I'm not too proud to enter these giveaways. I'm trying to win trucks.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah. Are we allowed to enter them?
Absolutely. Dude,
we may have
why
to
would
enter
I
them.
Not? I've already entered. I'm
have
in
you?
It. Yes.
Dude, I'm going to have to go in there and enter. I just figured
dude,
I'd give a donation.
You'd be silly not to, man.
Okay. I just figured I'd give a donation, but shoot, if I could actually enter too, that'd be awesome.
What are you
going to
do? What are you going to do? Say my name wasn't right?
True.
I mean, I donated. I played by the rules. I did everything. I didn't call and say, hey, it's Mo from Backwoods.
Yeah.
I just did it discreetly.
Mo Esquivel.
Yeah. Nobody knows.
Yeah. But no, this is something that was on this article that I thought was pretty dang cool. So they started in 2023, with Race Against Blindness, and it's already funded $3 million in grants.
That's awesome.
It's like, dude, anyone that can raise $3 million in 2 years, it's like
for any cause, right? It's like, yeah. Man, that is impressive.
Yeah.
You know, to go and do that.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, we'll definitely, you know, keep on pushing that and hope you guys get on there and enter.
Go win some.
Yeah, absolutely.
Break time. All right, we're back.
We are back,
looks
baby.
Looks like our logo showed up this time.
Yeah, we may not have forgotten to turn it on. But
technical difficulties. It's a two-man band right here.
Yeah, absolutely.
So.
Well, no, we're going to go to one of Mo and I's.
This is fun. This is a thing. Like, it seemed like y'all enjoyed this too. We've had people sending us in their own marketplace finds, so... super cool, man. You want to kick us off? We actually did this one. Both of us, we were in Denver for the weekend. So, shop local. We were in Denver. So these will be a little different from home. Won't be West Coast.
Yeah. So do you want to go first or do you want me
kick
to
kick us off, man? Kick us off. I got a couple goodies.
All right. So my first one, this one blew my mind. I couldn't believe that this truck was this cheap. not only is the FJ 62 probably my favorite Land Cruiser, but there's one on here for $5,000 that actually runs. Yeah,
dude. Deals. It actually runs.
I'll show you some photos of it. We'll post them on the screen.
You guys will
too.
Also get these photos. We heard some feedback that more photos are needed.
Well, actually, let me real quick look at the description, let you guys know, and then I'll show you photos of it too.
I mean, this one's where? Denver proper?
Yeah, so this one is in Colorado Springs.
Close.
It is by a fella named Caleb Hall. Caleb, you're giving out deals. So it's a pretty lengthy description. I'm not going to, you know, go super far into it.
Hit us with the cliff notes.
Yeah.
It's sick.
Yeah. But it's a FJ62. He said he's been using it as his daily driver since he bought it in 2021. The only downfall on it is the brakes have started to go out. And when he says started to go out, I mean, literally in the, at the bottom of the description, it says bring a trailer because it will not stop. So I would say they're
out. That's only a problem going downhill. You're coming, going to uphill stop signs. This is going to be all right.
Yeah, you're in Colorado, so you'll be going uphill a lot.
All the time.
But anyways, he's selling it. He said he just basically doesn't have time to put it into it anymore. Looks like it was bought in Virginia. It's overall pretty solid. I did look in the photos and it looks like it does have some rust, but hey, who cares?
Right. You know? Almost has to.
Yeah. It gives it character, you know.
You won't be able to buy it for $5,000 if it doesn't have rust.
No. But it says the frame's pretty solid. Let's see. Says it should be ready to go for a while longer yet. It said, but for whatever reason, since it's got a good motor in it, it also says alternatively it would be a great LS swap candidate. So
I don't ever get that.
Yeah,
that people love putting these LSs in Land Cruisers.
I know. And it's one of those deals where it's like, hey dude, if the motor, it's got 310,000 miles on it, if the motor's still rocking, like why would you want to put an
LS
in it?
Ride that thing, man. Well, keep your Toyota a Toyota. That's my thing. Like keep a Toyota. Put a Toyota V8 in there. They make V8s, man. Use that one.
Yeah. It also says it comes with a 5.3. He said he could probably be convinced to pull a 5.3 out of this 04 Yukon he has. This guy just sounds like a mechanic, I'm telling you.
I know, man. Shade Tree special, man. Like, let him know we're on the way, and he'll have that LS waiting for us, too.
Yeah. Oh, another complication that I did not see. It says it's currently on a military base, so if you don't have access, we'll have to coordinate ahead of time for me to be able to show it. I guess it's not that big of a deal, but you may get to go visit a military base with your $5,000.
Indeed. So, hey.
But here's some photos of it, Mo. It's
She's pretty,
pretty cool,
sweet.
Though. It's a blue color, kind of that classic FJ blue. Some photos of
the wheels
rust.
Are proper. Everything's right on it, man. Dust City, man. You better bring a rag.
Hey, we know
wipe
the dust.
This hog down. Oh, absolutely.
Dust in Colorado is a thing.
I can't
believe
310,000 miles.
Yeah.
They did well on that.
I can't believe it's only $5,000. I mean, honestly, it looks...
Nobody'd believe that.
No, I mean, I've seen
maybe
a lot
brake
of,
issues are a thing on those, and it's a pain in the butt. I don't know. Yeah. $5,000, man. I can show you 10 cars that they're asking more for that suck.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I mean...
Compared to that.
Yeah, you could buy basically four of these for the price you'd pay for portals. So it's like, hey, I'd do it. I'd
all
get
day
this
long,
Land Cruiser.
Man. Portal the world, man. Yeah. So hot right now, people. Portal this and portal that.
Yeah.
Next rig, I'll kick us off on this second one. Does not have portals. Spoiler alert. But since you started Land Cruiser, I'll do the same, man. So I found what I thought was a pretty clean Land Cruiser for its age. 2013 model Land Cruiser, but completely stock, clean title. This thing is clean. Mileage, a little up there, 221, but he's wanting $26,000 for it. And when I look at it, it is like, it looks really clean, which I'm sure people would clean their car before they sell it. But I don't know, paint job on it looks right, man. It's Colorado spec.
Oh, yeah, dude. That
black, all black everything.
Be a sweet leather. LS candidate.
That's the move, right? LS the world, man. Yeah. LS the world. But
it is
I
clean.
Thought it was super cool, man. It seems like, you know, 200 series are so rad. Big SUV, V8, different things, right? No rear lockers with those. But I thought it was super clean. And he didn't say much on it. You know, he kept it pretty Toyota spec, man. WeatherTech floor mats, man, maintained at the dealer, you know, so it's like, you know, old Meemaw probably drove this and took good care of it.
Yeah, it is clean. I mean, it's just, yeah, pretty basic and has some all terrains on it, you know. So it's like, heck, that's the perfect one to start out on.
Well, that's what it's like, dude, for the money, you're like, 26 grand, that doesn't seem absurd, you know, compared to what you see other 200 series sell them for.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's hard for me to justify paying 200 or 26,000 for anything that has 220,000 miles on it, but it is a 200 series. So it's like you do have to kind of keep that into in mind, you know. I mean, they do hold their value like crazy.
Absolutely.
So. All right, I have my next one.
Hit me with it.
So this
one's sweet.
This is straight peepaw special, dude, but I'm telling you, like, I'd be, it's a good thing this thing is not in Arkansas, because I would have a hard time not finding a way to get it. And so it's a 1980 Ford F-150. It is a two-wheel drive, but dude, it is the right color. It's super clean. I mean, it looks...
It's original.
Yeah, it's original.
Unmolested. Yeah. Nobody's done anything but change the fluids.
Yeah, it's in Commerce City, Colorado. All right, get this. It only has 71,000 original miles on it. That's nuts. I mean, it's that clean. It is that clean. They are wanting 10 grand for it, but keep in mind, it's a bulldoze Ford. It's not going to get any better than that. Dude, it's freaking two-tone brown. It's got the sweetest.
This guy just wants out of the shop, man. The old port windows are wild.
Yeah. It's a Lariat, you know, so it's pretty top of the line Ranger F-150.
I love the 55 mile an hour marker.
Yeah, where it's like circled.
That's the move, man. 55, that's the speed limit.
Yeah. Is that interior not so nice on that thing?
It is. That's what it's like. Well, for 70,000 miles, it's like somebody took good care of it, didn't use it. The jump seats in the back, priceless.
Yeah, jump seats.
I don't even know if you can still stick kids back there. You may get your ass busted for that.
Ah. Well, you know, we don't got to tell anyone. But
right, we'll wait for him.
It's got like this sweet gold carpet in the bottom of it. It's like kind of a brown and a light brown two-tone. I mean, dude, it's pulling out my heartstrings. Has the original bed cleats on it.
Yeah, still chrome.
Yeah.
Or the mirrored finish, whatever it is.
Yeah. I mean, I absolutely love this truck. I mean, I would drive that thing every day. So,
dude, it's sweet. Nuts. We're both going to, we did not plan this, but he went Land Cruiser in a Ford. I went Land Cruiser in a Ford, man.
Ooh. So,
yep, I've got a 2002 Ford Excursion.
Dang.
Yeah, big girl taking up all the road, man. 20 footer. 7.3 in it, but he's got a bigger turbo, right? You can almost stop there. You know, you're going to reel most folks in. But looks like he rebuilt the trans, everything like that. But, I mean, pretty clean truck. I've never had an Excursion, but it looks like a sweet SUV to run around in. I mean, this thing is insane, man. Colorado.
Dang, dude.
Super Colorado spec, but super clean.
Dude, can you imagine?
I just think it's like, dude, you could sleep in that hog. Yeah. Man. You could get those back seats out, sleep in it. I mean, it's just such a big truck. And this guy, he's only wanting, I mean, he's wanting 14.5. I'm not up to date on Excursion market. To me, it seems like for as clean as this is, it's a deal. He's rebuilt the trans on it already. Hasn't done much else to it.
It's got a 7.3 in it. I mean, that's like pretty dang sought after. I mean, the 7.3 is known to be like one of the most bulletproof, you know, engines that's ever been made by Ford. So, I mean, it's like, dude, that thing is sweet. And I know a dude that's paid 20 grand for an Excursion that's not this nice, you know? So, I mean,
I think that's more what caught my eyes. It's like you see some Excursions, but man, most of the time the clear coat's peeling and they look like doo-doo, you know, and this one is super clean. Whoever had it took great care of it, probably got the most life out of it. But yeah, I mean, same Colorado, different rigs, right? You know, you can tell we're looking in Denver with just the way the marketplace fills out.
Yeah.
You know, but
how many miles? Actually, it says right here it has 276,000 miles, which, dude, yeah, the 7.3, it can take a lot more.
Well, in fact, it's like he just rebuilt the transmission, so it's like he's just wanting out of it. But super cool. Like I said, y'all keep sending pictures of y'all's rigs in, too, for the Cali Collie debate. Yeah. We've had some of y'all doing that. We're just waiting on a few more. And then we can do that, too, man. You want us to tell you what we think your rig is, and then you can tell us we're full of shit. We can do that, man. We love it. We love doing it on Instagram. Like I said, after that episode was released, a lot of you guys kind of got it in our Instagram messages and, you know, kind of want us to race your truck. So if y'all want to keep doing that, please keep sending them. We love when y'all participate.
Yeah, or and any news, you know, that you guys see that you want us to cover, let us know. If you come up with any segment ideas, like, hey, we're all ears. We love, you know, trying out different things. So, yeah, give us a shout at any time.
But this, I mean, we've got a couple events coming up. Southern Cruiser Crawl going to be in Hot Springs on the 9th through the 12th. And then you've got Rendezvous in the Ozarks October 16th through the 18th. So a couple local shows here, our neck of the woods. Rendezvous in the Ozarks, obviously a great time. Randy and Rick put on a heck of a time over there. Southern Cruiser Crawl, same. Very Toyota specific. Cruiser Crawl is not just a clever name. It's going to be a lot of Land Cruiser. So
yeah.
Hot Springs Off-Road Park, free to the public. Go down there and check it out.
Yeah. Well, guys, is there anything else you got?
Nope.
All right. Well, guys, this is we're going to leave you here. Yeah. Hit us up. You can call us at any time. Check us out on backwoodsadventuremods.com. Instagram is Backwoods Adventure Mods. YouTube, of course, is also Backwoods Adventure Mods. So
there's a theme.
Yeah. Give us a holler, guys. Seriously, if you ever need anything or anything, give us a shout.
Yep.
We love y'all.
Appreciate y'all. See ya.